What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
So I have a question for you guys, and it's more of a how would you react in this type of situation?
Okay.
A family member of your ex doesn't recognize you, but you end up recognizing them, and there's a conversation that goes on, and then you bring up one of their kids, and then they freak out and they're like, wait, what? How, what? My question is, do you acknowledge this person, or do you just not bring up, like, oh yeah, I used to date your niece? Or do you just carry on the conversation as if you don't know them?
Okay, I need more context, because like I'm imagining you walked by him in the grocery store and you all of a sudden like
it could just happen at, talk in to that him. In that instance, but for me it was at church. So like I saw them.
Were you doing like peace be with you? And you're like, well, fuck, do I say it right now?
No, it wasn't in that type of it was more of...
like you went to get the cheap cookies afterward?
I was following Noah around because we didn't put him into Sunday school for this week. Just gotcha. Because type of thing. And randomly ran into my ex's aunt, and she didn't recognize me, but I recognized her, type of thing. And she was carrying on a conversation as if like I was some stranger and just welcoming and all of that. And then when I brought up her son, she goes, how do you know my son? And I was I used to date your niece. And she goes, Devin?
You look like you look like the same. Like, I don't know how anyone.
I thought so, but at the same time, in her defense, I didn't have a beard when she knew me.
You look the same with a beard as you did without a beard. Like, I, you could argue me. Like, if you saw pictures of me without a beard, you'd be like, what the fuck?
But I guess my question is, would you have even, like, entertained a conversation with them? Even in that like environment,
because I get why you did it, because you were having a conversation. I was seriously, when you brought this up, like I was imagining you, like walked by him randomly at the store, and you're like, "Oh, how's Johnny doing?" And she's like, "How the fuck do you know Johnny?"
I feel like, well, that's how I still would have responded to her too, like.
But, like, you wouldn't have started the conversation, right? You would have just kept on walking your ass back to the milk to grab it if she didn't say something to you.
Possibly, but at the same time, like, I still feel like I would have at least acknowledged and said, hey, how's it going, so-and-so, you know what I mean?
Okay, so she's reaching in, grabbing her Lean Cuisine, and you're like, hey, Jenna, how you doing? It's nice to see you. Hope Johnny's doing well. And you just... I would have just walked by.
Okay.
We'll start that. Grocery store, I just fucking walk by. Because I don't want to deal with that. Because you never know what path it's going to go, and there's no benefit to you or them, is my look at it.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
At church, if you're already having the conversation and you're talking and you just say like, oh, how's, you know, so-and-so. That I get it, because there's already a conversation going. She was probably asking about Noah, how old he was, like all the typical
and she had
white woman shit.
She had commented on Noah's curls, like
and she was wondering if he was black.
No.
Oh,
but funny thing was, is that the person that was with her was black.
Oh, like, for her.
With you saying that, like it was, But no, she was just like, oh, I understand not cutting his hair yet, because, you know, I didn't do that with my son. And then I mentioned her son's name. And that's when she was like, what?
You should have really, when she didn't know, I mean, it's at church, but you know, sometimes you just got to say, fuck it. And you just do it anyway. You should have been like, oh yeah, we dated when we were in high school. Should have said something like that and just completely mind fucked her.
No.
Wouldn't that be funny, Vic?
I'm so confused on this whole situation we're talking about.
You know, talking about like
you're at Little League
early times.
A similar situation happened to me.
Okay,
I saw somebody who looked familiar. I knew who they were, and it was a fucking parent of one of the kids I was coaching. Like in that moment.
Okay, that's fair.
But like. My mind's blown that you had this full on conversation with.
When
you say family member, I'm assuming somebody you saw regularly, especially if it's at church.
And you guys were together for a while, so I would imagine you probably saw her 10, 12 times.
Right? And for not to be recognize you, that's just
rude.
Well, she's
almost, it's very unchristian of her.
I would have been a little offended.
She's older.
We're old, dude. Like,
but in
also she could remember that she didn't cut her kid's hair, so she's not that old.
In also her defense,
and she obviously remembered you. She didn't remember
after
your face.
After I had said that I had dated her niece, but in her defense, that was almost 10 years ago.
Bro, no, fuck that. I was at Pottery Barn Outlet in Ontario, and I went to go pick up something we bought. So I wasn't planning on buying anything. We walked through there, and we saw something, and we're like, well, we got to fucking get it. So I didn't have a truck to pick it up. And I'm walking like in their pickup area, and I hear a voice. I'm like, that voice is fucking familiar. Sure as shit, it was a guy. It was like a dorm mate, not my roommate, but the person in the dorm next to me. It was him. And I just recognized his voice from that was 14 years prior. I hadn't seen the guy for 14 years, noticed the voice. And this dude went from like being this skinny, scrawny 6'2 guy to being like 6'4 and like 240 pounds solid. So I don't think that's an excuse. I think she probably, because you know, in her eyes, in the story she got, you broke her heart, and
which is
not the truth at all, but that's probably how it's portrayed to her.
Right.
And she probably associated you with the devil.
Why you got to go so extreme with it?
Well, because you're at church and that's bad.
Have you not been back to church, then?
So originally we weren't going, in terms of her and myself, we weren't going to the same church. So it was more of like out of nowhere that we had seen each other. But, my whole thing was like after the encounter, I was like, should I have even said anything? Like, should I have just gone on as if like I didn't know her?
I think you already.
But I was also thinking like, okay, we're going to this church regularly. She's obviously going to this church regularly because she's a greeter. So it was one of those things where it was like, I mean, I'm not gonna not act the way that I, you know, should. But I was just wondering if it was.
I think should's relative in this point. I think if you're nice to her and say, you know, peace be with you and also with you and, you know, shit like that, like, it's God bless you. Church, and
but, all right.
Dude, they did that at my Christian church that I went to when I was younger.
But, no, I just thought it was an odd experience, and I wanted to ask your guys'.
Yeah, you made it more awkward.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you think he made it more awkward?
I think so, because she still associates him with the devil. She probably can no longer go to that church.
Wouldn't that suck, dude? Like, you go to fucking church and then you break up with somebody and then you have to see him every fucking weekend.
No, you change churches. That's not an uncommon thing.
Oh, you changing churches?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You break up with somebody, you go to a new church?
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, that's kind of normal.
Okay. Yeah.
Today, no, you don't date at your work, and you don't date at church. Those are two rules. Even though, you know, you're Christian, and you're supposed to date at your church, but then, like, Christian girls, not good to date in general. Especially when you're between the ages of 16 and 20.
Yeah, I think is it frowned upon to date at church?
No. It's actually promoted, but it doesn't generally work out.
Somebody was telling me that they were at church and they were at service, and the pastor was like, if you're a single male here looking for a woman, you're in the wrong place or something like that.
It's the right place. Like, she's going for the right reasons at that point.
I get it, though, because there was a period of time guys would go to church because it was an easy place to find girls.
That was a thing?
Yes.
Hey, you know, now that you say that, like, I do remember in high school, like, my buddies, I'd go to my buddy's church, and a lot of times it was
good-looking
social hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't going to church. We're going to hang out with... They had dances, and they had things going on.
Like, so the mentality behind that is, well, if you go there and everything, well, you could still at least hear about the Lord. You know? Not that it would stick, but at the same time, like, that was kind of the mentality of it.
Stick was a very interesting word.
So we're 12 minutes in. What whiskey are we doing this week?
Early
times. Like the Bible. This comes from the early times because it's called the early times. And this, just to clarify, if you've been around the whiskey community for a while, this is the metal top, not the plastic top. The metal top is since Sazerac purchased early times. But it's like a $20 bottle of whiskey. Bottled in bond. We did have this episode or this bottle come up in an episode about just under 2 years ago.
And I think we were even...
It was a blind taste.
It was sent to us.
It was. I believe the bottle we had was not the Sazerac bottle.
Okay.
So I think it was the prior version. So not that I can remember what the fuck that tasted like.
You still have it?
I just remember it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Charles most likely finished that bottle, so that's why
it wouldn't be on a lot of bottles that got finished quickly. But it is a liter bottle. I got a killer deal on it. $17 at Sam's Club. I'm going to guess it's probably anywhere from $20 to $25.
Probably, yeah.
I think it just got released to California, though. So
I was going to say that was one of the reasons we weren't able to, and why it was sent to us is because it wasn't in California, and the person had to send it to us.
And it was legally sent to us.
Yeah.
If there are any questions about that. I think anytime you say that something was legally done, it means that you're trying to hide that it was not legally done.
True.
You know? Like, someone who smokes weed prior to it being legal in California, if they had to say they had a marijuana card, you knew they didn't have a marijuana card.
Mm.
You agree with that, Victor?
I think Victor's...
I've never
still hung
put
up
two and two together, but yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like one of the streamers that I watch has
the old man?
I like him. But no, not him. It's another dude. He has on there not cheating on like his screen.
Oh yeah.
And people all the time like send like, well, when you have not cheating, like, I'm thinking that you're obviously cheating. And he goes, no, it's clickbait, dude. Like, it's so that you actually like click on it to see if I am.
That's fair. I get it. So, Victor, you want to pop this open? You want to give us a nice pop? Don't pull it, please. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. I thought you were literally pulling it. I'm like, fuck, these tops. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but metal tops on whiskey bottles, if you accidentally over-tighten it once, it no longer tightens. Oh, Victor's infernal. Well,
I got to catch up.
I think of, what was it? Benchmark.
Yes.
You stripped it?
It was stripped when I got it.
Oh, some kid fucking within the store?
Yeah, it probably wasn't even Benchmark. No, it probably was because it's cheap, so.
No, yeah, I remember Benchmark where, like, you just let the lid, like, float on the top.
Yeah, just, yeah.
That smells good.
It does. It smells nice. Now, we've talked about this before, but being, oh, wait, we didn't talk about the bottle.
It smells spicy.
Bottled in bond, so it's 4 year. 100 proof, obviously. It is bourbon. Oh. It's Kentucky straight bourbon. Made by Sazerac Company. Bottled by Early Times Distilling Company in Louisville.
Louisville.
Dude, you guys ever get those fucking nose hairs? I know you're getting old when you start bitching about nose hairs, like curling and tickling your nose.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying.
So, yeah, I asked Ariana if she ever gets nose hairs because I was like, is that just a man thing or do you get nose hairs? And she's like, oh, I have nose hairs. And I was like, then why is mine just sticking out the nostril super far?
Yeah, and it's always like a white one and then you pull it out and you're like, Jesus Christ, that was touching my brain.
You're like teary-eyed.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. the worst ones are the ones right around the edge. Those fucking hurt.
The smaller ones?
Yeah, and they're like, it looks like fucking peach fuzz, too. And you're like, what the fuck was that? That was a fucking chihuahua hair.
And you were sitting there picking at it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it won't come out. Then you end up getting a pair of tweezers. You know, you're like prideful, so you can't like not try and get it with your fingers. And then you're like, fuck it. I have to get it out, so I need to go get tweezers. And, you know, then you first try and it's gone. But yeah,
have you ever used those attachments to clippers?
Yeah,
where you can do the nostril.
I don't feel like they I think they make things worse.
Oh, definitely.
It sharpens the edge.
Yeah, it just makes it worse when that happens.
Victor, have you smelled it yet?
It's peppery.
No?
Yeah, I said it smells spicy.
It's peppery. I like it. Definitely caramel vanilla. It's like typical.
It has a little clove to it.
Yeah. Is it clove or tobacco?
I think a little bit of both.
I'm just kidding. I feel it. No leather?
No, that's on the taste.
Are you sure?
No, meaning like that's.
Oh, because you licked the leather. Sorry, you didn't smell the leather. You always licked it. My bad.
No, it smells really good.
It smells good. Yeah. It's a decent color.
There's a familiar scent in it, and I can't figure it out.
Why does it taste cardboardy? Why did I get a cardboard?
See, I was getting more like of a floral type of flavor to it. But it's definitely not spicy like it is on the nose. Because I can see the pepper, like a black pepper, clove type nose, but it does have more of a floral palate.
It's almost like, not potpourri, but because you have vanilla generally in like a potpourri mix,
mm-hmm.
I get like, yeah, the vanilla comes through pretty well, actually.
It's a nice finish.
That's what I'm tasting, the vanilla. Yeah.
And it's Victor, definitely more on the finish, right?
Yeah, it's actually kind of, I feel like the spice tingles the tongue for a little bit, and then it settles into a vanilla.
So it's mid. So it's apparently you in the... Never mind. I apologize.
I'm so confused.
You're mid, dude.
I'm mid?
You. Yeah.
No, I was just going back to...
New slang.
The one episode that we had the...
Oh, where I was vanilla?
Yeah.
Today's a good day. Thank you for having me.
I'm regretting
Welcome
this.
To the show.
I hope that caused a sip that burns the fuck out of your, like, nostrils.
That's good. It's good.
It is good.
And that's why I was excited, Victor. I didn't think we were going to actually do this as a as an episode.
Forgot about it.
But I did remember that I enjoyed it the first time. I think I had a lot more excitement the first time we tried it, but
well, it was more elusive. Like I feel like bottles don't excite us as much as they used to.
True. And I think
we've had a lot of fucking whiskey. Yeah. I just had this a similar conversation with someone today because we were, I had a work call and the guy goes, man, it's just, I can't believe it's March. And I said, I can't, this year has flown by, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I saw something. It's weird how, like, you know, you're young and it seems like time just, it goes like time, right? Like, it's not fast, it's not slow, it's just, it's only slow when you're doing boring shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they did a study and it's like, it's all relative, right? Like the older you are, the less time, like the less meaningful 1 year is, right? Because you've experienced so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your perception of time, not that time's actually going by faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I also think it's you get busier, right? Like when you're in high school, college, you don't have your life filled with stuff, right? You kind of get to, you have times where you can decide what you want to do. Once you get to the age of the working age, where you're an 8-to-5 kind of guy, you don't get to, yes, or gal, or non-binary. You know, let's just cover all the bases, Devo.
Don't bring me that, no.
I just
is
it weird when you're watching Love is Blind and everyone's talking about partner? They don't say like husband or wife.
Oh,
or they say person, my person.
Yeah, then my person was getting a little annoying, but
do you think they forced that or that's just a new thing?
I think the only thing that was forced, I think they're all of that age group though. They're all younger than us.
My person.
Except for at least close in age. Isn't AD close in to our age?
I think she's still a few years younger.
I thought, yeah, two. I think she's 32.
Is she? Oh, Diva, you're aging us.
Oh, fuck.
Victor's 36.
No.
Oh, he's 35.
He turned 36 this year.
Okay. He's a year and a half older than us.
Yeah. But before we get to that, should we just jump into our ratings?
No, because I
want to
drink this morning.
Yeah,
get
I'm
more of a feel.
Okay, but Victor,
it's not as hot as I would expect.
Yeah, I think it was hotter when we first tried it, but I think it's because we didn't have too much before it.
I think it was relative again.
Yeah,
we've had probably 30, 40 different barrel strength bottles by now, and back then we had like three. We found at that same time we found Bullet barrel strength and we thought we were like gods.
Well,
we found Elijah Craig barrel strength and we thought we were gods. Like, oh my god, we found it.
Long Branch was like our pinnacle at this time.
We need to re-review that one because it was rated extremely high.
You have it?
Oh my god, so much vanilla.
It's a lot of vanilla. It is.
It's not bad, but it's a lot of vanilla.
It is. It is the significant flavor coming through.
Vanilla bomb. I feel like it's vanilla and pepper, but it's like it's not just the vanilla flavoring. It's sweet vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? You know what causes that, Victor? What causes the vanilla flavor? So learning experience.
What?
The male gene.
I don't know. I wasn't sure if Victor understood sign language, so that's why I went with a letter that he would have been able to pick up on.
X? T.
I thought T.
Oh. T? Are we spilling the T?
Toasting?
No, it actually comes from heavy char, not toasting.
Really? Oh, so
it's backwards. For a long time, we thought it was toasting made it sweeter. Toasting makes it spicier. High char makes it sweeter. It's the burning of the oils in the barrel. So the heavy char gives a vanilla flavor, but you're close.
Toasting is heating it up, and charring is blowing a direct flame on it.
They both, basically.
So if you think of it,
they're basically baking the barrel. Maybe
backwards. Yeah, I was
for toasting it,
tempering, right? For toasting, like you're like a tempered glass, like it's you're heating it up to make it stronger.
Sure, that works. That wasn't a sarcastic sure. It was just kind of like I didn't know what else to say.
I figured as much.
You ever feel weird, like, because we're on a podcast talking, right? Like, sometimes I feel like when I say something, I know you guys know how I mean it, but I'm not good at portraying how I really mean it because I'm sarcastic. So then I have to explain myself.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to tell our listeners that. You don't like doing
that,
it in the butt.
Yeah, the reason you don't like it in the butt is the fact that someone stuck something up your butt. And
well, I mean, you have the fucking what is
why,
it?
When you, why do you use that word?
When you have to for sports in high school,
the physical. You're
physical.
I don't remember someone sticking their finger in my butt. Dude.
You never had that?
No.
To make sure they.
I remember the turn and cough, but. Not up the butt.
I never. Nobody's.
I guess my doctor liked.
did he lube up the glove first?
Listen, Rob.
His hands were warm. We'll say that. They weren't cold.
You didn't know. It's okay. You didn't know.
Hey,
you were
young.
Don't
shame me, Devo. God damn.
He bent you over the chair. Looped up his finger in the wind, dude.
The snap.
I don't know what to say. I can't control it.
And then he did the doctor thing where he pulled off his gloves and put it in his pocket.
He shot it to the.
I don't know what it. It was 15 years ago. Sorry, Victor, that I don't have more in depth.
I'm sorry.
I think you could still report it, Rob.
I don't. I mean, it is what it is. It already happened. I'm not like. I'm not bothered by it. Until now, apparently.
So,
because Victor's a dickwad.
So you know how like we were all awkward at that time, and obviously, as a freshman, to be able to play sports in high school, you had to get a physical.
Yes. And you guys blanked it out of your mind because you didn't want to remember someone's finger going in your ass.
I didn't. I never got a finger in my ass.
Yeah, because your memory forgot that because it was so traumatizing.
Can I tell you how fucking much anxiety I had that I had to get naked in front of my doctor, dude?
I was gonna bring that up is the fact that my doctor or the person that was performing was a female.
I had a female doctor too, and it made me feel better.
Did it?
Oh, yeah,
it did.
See, I was more.
Defied.
Dude, yes. if some dude stuck his finger in my butt, I would have been mortified.
You'd have been fine with a chick?
I think I would have been
like,
a little easier.
So, chick with
about
a
it.
Strap on is better than a dude.
If you forced it into my
reach
head.
Behind and grab a boob or something? But I don't know.
I'd rather a chick rape me than a male.
I mean, I feel like most males.
This went sideways. Thank you, Victor.
That's what you asked me.
You led us down this path.
that book.
The it's early times, Robert. Though.
Jesus.
No, this one's good.
If you like vanilla.
So Victor, I'll ask you this: have you had? Old Granddad has a bottle and bond.
Yes.
That one's a little bit more spicy. Old Tub. So have you had Old Granddad, Victor? Bottled in bond?
114 or bottled in bond?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think you have, actually. You may.
It's an orange label.
Yeah, it's right behind you. It's on the middle shelf on the right side.
I feel like you've pulled that one out for me. Like it wasn't. Oh God.
That was. See what I'm saying? It was you.
It wasn't an episode, but I think you asked me to try it once.
But
I wasn't. What are we trying?
Where I was going down is the fact that, like,
I don't think I've ever had bottle and bond.
Devo went down.
You have. You've had bottle and bond. Old Tub is bottle and bond. Benchmark, you've had bottle and bond. So I was wondering.
You're struggling with bottled and bond.
I know.
Bottled and bond.
I should just shorten it to bib. But would you pick this over? Because I feel like it's kind of on par with old granddad.
I don't think Victor remembers trying. I don't even think you remember trying old granddad.
I remembered it was an orange label. It was a little spicier, though, than this.
Fuck, are we going to have to do a goddamn fucking bottled and bond bracket and so we can compare and contrast?
It may be a short bracket, like, of six.
Well, you'd have to go eight.
Have we tried eight?
Oh, yeah. You want me to start naming off some?
Sure.
Rittenhouse Rye.
Well, yeah.
Heaven Hill, bottled and bond.
Yeah, that's behind
Early
you.
Times, bottled and bond. Evan Williams, bottled and bond. Benchmark, okay, bottled and bond. E.H. Taylor, small batch, bottled and bond. E.H. Taylor, single barrel, bottled and bond.
The E.H.
Kirkland.
Old Granddad, bottled and bond. Kirkland, bottled and bond. Want me to keep going or should I stop?
Okay. No, you're good. I apologize for questioning you.
We've done a lot of episodes. And this is a great example of why you should tell your friends about us, because we've done a lot of episodes. And yeah, we'd love to expand, because we like to get to know you guys.
And if you want to hear us being a little bit more inappropriate.
The special doctor visits on Patreon.
Yeah.
The X-rated ones.
Victor drunk. Passing out.
But only Charles knows the link
to our Patreon. It's the same as every time. It's patreon.com/whiskeybizpodcast with a K, because Devo.
Whiskey comes in casks.
Ka-chow. Well, I'm just kidding. That was terrible. That was just.
See, you guys
old. Fucking lightning across the water, dude.
You brought that up on the last fucking episode.
No, because I went to my father-in-law's birthday party yesterday, and I fucking showed all the fucking kids, dude, and they're fucking going nuts, dude. It was the fucking greatest fucking TikTok or whatever it was.
Did you see the next one I sent you?
Yeah.
Did you ever see two lightnings?
Two lightning strikes. Yeah.
The same time.
Yeah, I've never seen the kids ka-chow, light ka-chow. Up like that, dude. Because they were like legitimately waiting for like lightning, dude. And then they just start fucking laughing, shit. Dude.
I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck? But then I was like, I have to share this with the guys.
Which, funny thing, Vic, on the last episode.
You ended the episode with that.
What?
The end of the last episode. Was you talking about lightning across the water?
That's fucking great, dude. But it's been between, like,
I showed. Oh, I thought you said McQueen. Did you say McQueen?
Between.
Oh, that would have been a good pun.
Yeah. Did the kids loved it yesterday?
But your kids were disappointed. All the other kids loved it, dude. Oh, and 1792 bottled in bond too, Diva.
What about 1783? I figured that as much with also Kirkland bottled in bond, so.
Oh, an Old Tub. I didn't even bring that one up.
No, I did, though.
Yeah. We've done a lot of bottled in bond.
Maybe we should, then.
Maybe we should do an eight. We just won't do single barrel. We'll keep it to.
Because I was going to say. Like,
I have small batch.
H. Taylor, like, that one essentially is hard to get.
Even small batches are hard to get.
Small, yeah.
I think I have four bottles
right
now.
At a good price.
I get the bottles because I know someone's going to ask me for it at some point. So I have like a stock of bottles.
Same thing with your
Eagle Rare.
Blanton's.
Blanton's. I usually have at least one extra. I have the one that's opened that I never drink. And then one if someone wants one. So I'm going to start this review off.
Ooh, changing it up.
I'm struggling, though. I'm definitely between a 4 and a 4.25. I think it's a 4. I think it's good. I think the value is great. I don't think it's... I think it's a good bottle. It's worth a purchase. It's probably the best under $20 bottle we've had.
Agreed.
However... I don't think you can go higher than a 4. I don't think it's quite there. It's definitely it's a pepper and vanilla bomb.
That's pepper pretty on much, the nose, vanilla on the palate.
And I think mid palate you get a lot of pepper, which, and then it settles into a vanilla flavor. It's good though. It is really good. And I get why there's the buzz around it, even though I feel like the buzz kind of fell off. I think that was when Sazerac took it over. Mm-hmm. But I wish that same buzz went off of Buffalo Trace.
I thought but it doesn't. Would have made it a little spicier. But
you know, we haven't had Sazerac Rye in a long time either. But I don't think Sazerac Rye is like all that incredible. But you mean because the rye?
Yeah, but I if I remember correctly, the Sazerac Rye was a little bit spicier. So
I think Sazerac Rye was weaker on the rye, but it was early rye that we had, so could have been. I don't know. We'll have to revisit that one too. But Sazerac owns Buffalo Trace, all of Buffalo Trace. So
yeah.
But I think it's a really good whiskey. It's a nice proof. It's a great price point. If you can find this for under $25, it's a great deal for a liter bottle.
A steal.
I think I will be using this more for mixing than I will be drinking neat, though.
Okay.
I think this is kind of like, this is right in line with Wild Turkey 101. I think it's a great mixer.
That's fair.
And it's a little cheaper than Wild Turkey 101. So that's why it may be my old-fashioned whiskey. Not like old-fashioned like early times, but like old-fashioned drink.
Solid.
But yeah, I mean, it's good. The value is completely there. I just realized our next episode, because we recorded out of order, we didn't talk about the value rating, but just listen to the episode, you'll understand why.
It was a good bottle.
You said... don't buy it. And I agreed with
spoiler
you.
Spoiler alert. So if you listen to this, I think it's a great mixing. I think this is the perfect bottle for a hybrid of like something you could sip, but you can also mix and it'll mix well. I still think Wild Turkey 101's my favorite, but I think this will be right there with it. Value wise, I don't think you can, if you find this for under $20, I don't think you can find a better under $20 bottle. It's pretty well balanced, sweet and spicy. The vanilla just comes through at the end and it just kind of overpowers it. So I think that's why we've been really heavy on the vanilla, kind of like radishes on that one we did.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
I think, in terms of finish, I think this is more
of like...
Oh,
value is 4.75.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this one's definitely more of like a medium to short finish, especially because it finishes the vanilla sweet. But I'm going to give it a 4.25.
Okay.
And I think that's what I gave it. Or no, I think I gave it like a 4.5 because we weren't at a quarter points at the original recording.
I don't know why we were so gung-ho on that, but I get it.
But I agree with you that it could be good in a mixer. I think this one is definitely more Devo Pour certified than anything else, or than most others, because it is kind of like an easy drinker, because it's not like overly spicy.
Yeah. Are you grabbing another bottle?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Especially you have a Sam's Club membership?
I do not.
Oh, but I'll get it for you, Devo. Don't worry. I got your back.
I appreciate that.
I don't expect anything in return, so don't worry about that.
For the Sam's Club membership? Like, for
you to... Devo knew what I was talking about. I was just giving him shit.
he said, I got your back, and I was going to go a different route, but...
Oh, I just meant that, you know, like when he goes to Costco and finds good bottles out in his area?
He didn't tell us about it?
Yeah.
I picked up a bottle.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay, though.
I went back in the fucking Costco to get it for him. Like, I was loading my car.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And I had, like, milk, too.
Which bottle was that?
It was that one, the Old Elk.
Oh, okay. They had that for a while.
Yeah, they did.
And there was good reason for it. Didn't love that bottle. Sorry, Devo, you were talking about your review. So 4.25, you think it could be a good mixer, but it's Devo Pour approved.
And I agree with you on the 4.75. So
value?
For value, yeah.
Okay. I like it. It probably is as deserving of a 5 as anything else we've had, just for the price point.
It's pretty damn good.
It's good. It's enjoyable. It's a must buy, I think. Oh, well, we didn't say what you'd pay up to. I think it's a must buy under $30. I think I'd pay up to $35.
Oh, see, I'd probably pay up to $40. Mm. It's solid, dude.
Okay,
like, it's at that cusp of would you mix it?
Like, price? It's too good to mix?
No, well, in terms of, like, if it's at the $40 or $50 range, if it's at the 50, no, just go ahead and have it neat type of thing. But, like, I would, if I saw it at 40 and I bought it because I wanted it type of thing,
okay,
I would probably still mix it or put it in an old fashioned.
I think 40 is still a good price point. Victor.
What's up, guys?
Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, what whiskey are you reviewing?
What the fuck? What's your goddamn review?
4.5.
God damn.
4.5.
Okay. Yeah, I like vanilla, dude. Uh-huh. I'm a vanilla guy.
Yeah.
And I put 4.5 because I think that this would be a good arsenal in your mixing collection.
Yeah.
I think if you like vanilla Coke, this might be great with Coke.
Victor, don't insult this whiskey.
What?
You just said to put it with Coke.
Yeah, why not?
You just insulted the whiskey.
Well, I'm not saying...
Victor, in your defense... We talked about that on the episode that we originally reviewed this whiskey.
So in our defense, that was like 2 years ago.
Like, I wouldn't be like, I want a whiskey and Coke. Let me have this. But if somebody asked me for a whiskey and Coke, I think this would fill that need.
What if you can't find it anymore?
Sazerac is going to stay around.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me, Devo? We were just talking about how you can't find E.H. Taylor, and that's a Sazerac product.
Okay. Fair.
I mean, I think at this... But, I mean, in Devo's defense, at this price point, this is...
But say you find a bottle every year. Someone comes over and they want... say it's as hard to find as Weller Special Reserve. Mm-hmm. Someone wants to put it with Coke. Are you going to be like, okay, or are you going to hand them a different bottle?
No, I'd hand them a different bottle. Okay. 100% for sure. But, I mean, if I'm getting these for $20.
And you can find them.
And I can find them. Yeah, I'd pour somebody. Like, this is good arsenal, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, it's really potent vanilla. It is. Very vanilla.
It is.
Like, I'm thinking, like, I can put this in an iced coffee. It's so much vanilla in it.
Interesting.
Like, I think...
Never liked peppery coffee, but I'm cool with it.
I mean, coffee's not, like, a flavorful...
Bean? It's fine. Yeah. You're a bean, so it's cool.
I like beans, dude. Refried.
I'm boiled, sorry, dude. I'm
pinto, black. No, I think it's good.
Fucking unfazed. He doesn't give. It's not
the first time you guys have called me Hispanic on the podcast.
Well, I think it's different. He was calling you a beaner.
I don't even, like, I'm not offended.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's Hispanic and then that.
I'm not offended.
No, I don't. I'm not either. Like, if you called me a cracker, I'm not gonna like lose my shit.
I don't either. I'd ask. Am I Keebler or am I Saltine?
I got called a wetback in Costco once.
By?
Some random person.
Oh.
I think they mistaked me for somebody else, dude. 100%.
Because you're pinto or what?
Maybe it was my niece's ex-boyfriend or something. And when somebody called me a wetback, I'm like, you sound stupid. Like,
oh, yeah, completely.
Like, I'm completely. Not. Like, there's so much, like, worse things you can call me. Like,
yeah. Yeah. People are just too easily offended.
But I like vanilla. I think it's good. I think the price is great.
Okay.
Grab a bottle.
Well, okay. Wait. I like it. Did you buy a bottle when...
Yeah.
Rob asked?
He just didn't buy the Heaven Hill.
Oh, okay.
Because that was $33, which is a fucking steal, too.
Absolutely.
Dude, I love that bottle.
Really?
I love Heaven Hill
bottles. It's easily like a $55.
Yeah, you're paying $55.
Do you have an open bottle?
You have one right over your left shoulder.
But I have an extra bottle, so you can try it. Do you want to try it?
No, I don't need to open a bottle.
Okay, I won't.
It's another bottle.
Like,
what
the fuck do I... Like, you act like I don't open bottles. Yeah, you did. You didn't say bottle and bond. You
did this whole ass test of open bottles.
Yeah, and we found out that it was inconsistent. More research was needed. So what's your value rating, Victor?
4.5.
Oh, you aren't giving it a better value rating for the price?
No, I think I gave it a better rating because of the value. So,
but you can't do that, Victor. You're cheating the system.
No, I think it's a little. I think all the flavors are masking the ethanol that sneaks through once in a while,
which is a good thing, no?
Yeah, but it'll sneak through once in a while, and I don't like ethanol. Otherwise, I might have given it a 5. It doesn't drink like a high class whiskey. Is that?
It's definitely smooth, though.
It's great. It definitely doesn't drink. Why did you open it?
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? Which our OGs will know about that one. But
it's good. I mean, it fits my palate.
Compared to the Heaven Hill? Because I talked about it.
I don't remember the Heaven Hill, dude.
No, you didn't try it yet.
I for sure had him try it.
Oh
yeah, okay. He's for sure. Like, I feel like Heaven Hill is exactly what you expect from bourbon.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got a little bit more. It's got a bit more anise than what we just had with Early Times.
I think it's perfectly balanced. I think, honestly, if I were to give my guess on what would win the bracket, if you did it blind, I think Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond, of the ones that I talked about, would win. We aren't putting Rittenhouse Rye in there.
No, because it's
a rye. Yeah. That just doesn't make sense.
Victor's like, I want to go.
Oh, you haven't even had it. No, I thought that was the same one. I'm like sitting over here and like. It was like all excited, like giddy and shit, and he isn't even drinking it. I'm just staring at him sipping it, and he's sipping the same fucking thing.
Yeah, kill this one. I had Diva poured it.
I wasn't even that big of a pour. It wasn't like the fucking pour you gave me a like lone hand or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
I know. I'm still bitter about that if you haven't caught on. Okay.
On to, it would be a blind reaction.
On to more important matters. Bro, what the fuck is going on with Love is Blind? Jesus Christ, this is like, this makes reality shows look like not dramatic.
I feel like it blended almost too well to where I'm like, okay, wait, what did I just watch?
I'm guessing you guys watched the two next episodes, right, since we last recorded?
Did we yes. find out that Kenneth was
gay?
Yeah.
He's not gay, though.
That's what TikTok says.
That's what TikTok says.
Yeah, but they say he's not. I mean, but
they say he's not 25 either.
But, oh, yeah, he's definitely not 25. That dude's the oldest 25-year-old I've ever seen.
On TikTok, there was a cousin that said, like, no, he's gay.
Like, cousin, like, cuz, or like, cousin, like cousin.
Cousin.
Like, actual, like, his aunt's son. Or aunt's daughter.
Aunt's daughter.
Not just, like, someone of the same skin color.
That's wrong, too, though. I mean, if you watched his reactions, I feel like he's younger than the 25 that they put.
I don't know. He came across, like, really mature to me. For being 25.
That's a front.
Dude, the fucker's a fucking principal. Yeah.
It's a front.
So, I've heard very, like, okay, so I'm on fucking Love is Blind TikTok. Like, that's, like, all my fucking TikTok is. And there's a couple different sides of the story. Or a couple different stories out there. One is that he's gay.
Uh-huh.
Two says that, that it's all fake.
I mean, it's reality. He just wanted the clout.
Like it was staged. They broke up off camera.
Yes.
And whatever you see on camera is just a staged event.
Well, I think they had to have it on camera. Yeah. I heard.
She was good looking.
She looked good, like without makeup and her glasses on, dude.
We talked about it last time that she lost attraction for him.
So they say it might have been the other way around.
Oh, really?
That she wasn't into him, and he could tell that. So then he was like, oh, if you're grossed out by me, I'm not going to pursue you. And so she flipped the script to use it on him.
Oh.
But was that the production
of it, though? It's all production in my eyes.
Definitely.
But I definitely, it seems like this season's a train wreck.
On purpose. So they can have more seasons of it.
But I think it's perfectly a train wreck. Like the Kardashians were a train wreck, right?
Yeah.
And like WWE is a train wreck. We all know WWE is fake.
Could you imagine having a sex tape, an accident, lead to your fame?
That's nuts to me. But I think it's like, it's in that realm of like Devo had talked about, it's let's put not cheating on the screen for everybody to get everyone's attention. It's, hey, this is fucking, everyone's here on clout and it's all not legitimately a wholesome love story. It's fucking reality TV and they've figured out how to make this work.
And even Ariana was like, did you catch that? And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes,
Jesus, you spill some on yourself?
I hope so. And she goes, oh, that person asked, how many followers do you have on Instagram or whatever? So apparently that's the other side of Love is Blind is in terms of that background screening. Like,
so I somebody had, I told you I'm on Love is Blind TikTok, so
okay, yeah, exactly. That's why this was feeding to this
guy, like, had like come out and he goes, hey, the producers reached out to me, they're like, we want you on the show. He was like, I'm not looking to date right now. It's like,
is this
cool.
Matthew?
No, it wasn't. It was some random guy. I don't think he wasn't on the show. But the producers were like, he was just like, I don't want to marry anybody. I don't want to date. And they're like, no, just come on the show. Just come on the show. Like, we need all types of people. Like, it might make good stories. Like, people want to see stuff.
Well, I'm sure they have to do something different.
So I'm assuming that they're getting all their fucking people from, like, Instagram. Like, the mini influencers, right? Because those are the people who want to be on TV.
Or want to have a name for themselves. Yeah.
When I think they're better at talking.
Correct, yeah, right? Because like, they're comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, comfortable in front of the camera, comfortable talking. They have a lot of stories.
They want to make
content. They keep people interested because they have enough followers. I mean, that's fair.
And I heard they talk about, they're allowed to talk about appearance, and they're allowed to say who they look, what they look like.
That makes
sense. They cut a lot of that out.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, wasn't it Jessica that went on a podcast and said that a lot of people, like, she was honest with who got bad cuts. Mm-hmm. So, like, she said that Chelsea got bad cuts, that she wasn't as clingy as she appeared.
So it was Jimmy that was clingy then?
No, Jimmy was out of line. Like, he...
Jimmy's faking this whole shit, dude.
Dude, like, as guys, we know... If we have a female friend prior to a relationship, there's a high probability we can no longer have that female friend once we get into a relationship.
But do you think they're just like young and naive?
He's not that young.
He's 27.
Yeah, he's past the point of being young. Like,
when we first found out that he had, in terms of me and my wife, I was like, that's a red flag, no? Like, that's weird.
I don't think it's a red flag, but I think what a red flag is that he's not willing to give up. Like, you just naturally know. Prior to relationships, we had female friends.
Well, and with Chelsea saying, you fucked her, I know you did, you said it or whatever.
Bro, can we...
Yeah, but that's like Robert saying right now. If I had a female friend that I've had sex with, like the moment I get married, like I'm sorry, like
you can't be in a relationship anymore. No, because if the tables were turned, we wouldn't feel comfortable with that either.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like it's weird.
It was, still and I think weird especially pre like best friends were both female. Like, I don't know if that was show or if that was.
I think if you were 25, you would think differently because you have easy ins at a bar. You don't have to spit game to be talking to girls. You have two females with you. You are a safe target for a girl to talk to you.
But the reason you're keeping at least one of them around because there's the possibility of like, oh, this girl didn't pan out tonight. Like,
I've never met a guy with an ugly girl best friend.
That's fair.
They're usually good looking.
Yeah. If they have a girl best friend, it's probably he's interested and she's good looking
enough. And he's waiting around.
Looking enough to be on hold.
I don't think guys put girls on hold like they do, like the flip side though.
That's what I'm saying. She put him on hold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a backup plan for her.
Yeah,
not vice versa. Yeah.
So he's the fluffer.
Now Can I make the flip side argument, right? Like, you grew up with someone, like, from an early age. So, like, you went through all of school, meaning, like, kindergarten all the way up through high school with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird to think of them. Like, they're almost like a sister to you in that case.
At a certain point, yeah.
I think, like, once you hit a certain point, it's weird, right? Like, you've known them too long.
He said that he met them in college.
No. I get that. But I'm saying, like, that's the only case where I think a female best friend works.
It's not a red flag.
I disagree.
I get that.
I think it's still, I could still see it being a, I don't have any problem with someone saying it's a red flag, but I don't think it's bad, right? Like, I think from the male perspective in the relationship, it's a problem, but I don't know. It's probably still, like, it's still a concerning item if you're in that relationship, if you're in a relationship with someone that has that friendship. But I don't see an issue with that, because I think there is a level of, like, you can be friends with the opposite sex. It's just rare that there wasn't an attraction at some point from one party.
True.
Talking about the whole thing where Chelsea says, "Oh, you fucked her." Fucking Netflix did a great job presenting that originally, because that was in the last episode prior to the most recent two episodes getting released. She says that in the, like, preview, and I swear she meant Jessica.
I thought so too.
Well, because they also clipped.
They portrayed it that way too. Motherfuckers.
No. He definitely said Jess to her in one of the clips.
Probably.
And they clipped it together. It was well done in terms of production. But to kind of, like, switch tides, Jeremy with Sarah Ann and Laura.
Bro, there has not been a antagonist in a fucking show that was a female as much as Sarah Ann. Holy shit.
And she's playing it up perfectly fine.
Bro, dude, I can't tell you the best conversation. I still feel weird talking about this with guys, just because this is just, it doesn't make, like, we aren't generally into this, but this whole season has been a shit show. But when AD started talking to Sarah Ann, it was the most, like, interesting conversation. And I feel like this AD, is why guys think women
heated.
This is what confused the shit out of me, right? Because, like, if I don't understand what you're saying and I try and talk to you, I'm going to get, like, irritated with you. I'm not going to act like I'm your friend. That whole time, AD was playing she was a fucking puppet master. She was like acting like she was friends, and then she'd, like, flip, and then the next moment they act like they're friends again. It was the most confusing fucking thing at being a guy. And if you haven't seen it, as a guy, you need to watch it, because it just, you will understand why it doesn't make sense to guys. It's like, what the fuck? This is so confusing. I thought good friends, and then they weren't, and then they were, and then they weren't. It was fucking bipolar.
Like, if me and you had that conversation, like,
we'd either been fighting or we would have been left. Like,
fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
At some point, I would have said, fuck you, dude, and walked away.
Yeah.
And they stay in the conversation.
Dude, it was the most intriguing thing in the world.
Like,
I felt uncomfortable.
And they're, like, going, I have nothing against you. I love you to death. You're my girl.
I thought we were
You're
cool.
You're a fucking, like, snake. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But that's not what I think about you.
Dude, it was so fucking confusing.
It was fucking.
Dude, that was, like, the most amazing conversation I've ever seen, though.
It was manipulation.
Oh, my God. Battle, AD?
Like,
holy, like, shit.
They were both trying to manipulate each other.
No, but AD is a fucking, she's queen, a badass, bro.
Yeah, she's
queen. Let's not say queen, because they said enough of that in the prior episodes. I'm a little tired of it. To be honest,
she's a boss ass bitch.
Yeah, she's
no, but I hate, like, I remember that moment, dude, and I look over to my wife and I go, this is bull. I hate this shit, dude. They're just, like, pretending, like Robert said, they're pretending to like each other and throw fucking punches at each other's face.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. dudes would have never made it that far.
Yeah.
Can we say it's also weird? The whole Jimmy and what's the other dude?
Trevor.
Oh,
that's a little weird.
But Trevor's 100% on the show for clout.
Oh, he's for sure.
He doesn't care about Chelsea. He has zero interest in her.
I don't think Jimmy cared about Chelsea.
I don't think either one. I think Trevor's there for clout. They said that his girlfriend exposed him online.
Yeah, I saw the videos, but
Ariana told me the same thing.
Yeah. I wonder if like
she was team Trevor.
Like he's already filmed The Perfect Match too. Mm. He's already been on another Netflix show.
Mm. Interesting. I mean, he's like the epitome of one of those guys that shows on, like he pops up on like Too Hot to Handle or whatever those fucking shows are.
So what's funny is I told Dariana originally, I was like, I don't like Trevor. There's too many red flags. And she was like, what do you mean? Like he's growing on me. And
is it dandruff?
And I pointed that out too. I was like, look at his crown. What's going on there? And she goes, I don't know. It's dermatology. I don't care about that. Whatever. And I was like, nah, he's playing a part.
Yeah, he's 100% playing a part. He don't care about her.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. But goddamn, there's so much shit flying around. Now, I feel like people online now, though, they don't give a shit about the show, are just creating content as clickbait.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really fucking stupid ass shit out there. Like,
but Netflix is playing it well because they're showing what people would talk about.
You know what this season proved?
What?
That Love Is Not Blind.
Oh, this show's flawed, dude.
It proves the exact opposite.
But regardless of like, even if they like being the whole being blind part is, marrying somebody in 6 weeks, even fucking seeing them is unreal.
For sure.
Like that's such an unreal, flawed scenario.
I think what it is though, it's just like the podcast, right? There are things we say on this podcast that we'd never say to one of our listeners that we haven't met to their face. Like we talk about stuff that we would feel very awkward talking to someone about face to face.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because they aren't there, they're there, but they aren't like, we aren't talking face to face with them. It's different, right? Like I guarantee you these people have been in very serious relationships where they've not brought this shit up that they've brought up on this show. Mm-hmm. Because you don't see them. It's not real, right? Like the producer it is saying, real.
Be vulnerable. Be.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, bullshit. The hair's fucking wine. Have a good time.
Dude,
there's alcohol. Let's take some shots.
Love is wine. Love is wine.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Whoever. That someone needs a promotion for that one.
They also. I watched it. I'm also getting a shit ton of Love is Blind fucking TikToks. The best TikTok I saw was a guy says the winner of this season is liquor.
Yeah.
Liquor is 6 for 6 in these seasons because absolutely. Every time like you take alcohol out of the equation in every one of these seasons, it's not dramatic.
And Matthew did not drink a lick of lip of liquor.
Mm.
But I've heard. At the same time, I feel like he was a plant.
I've heard he got bad cuts too, meaning that he got just put on, like making him look like he was a kind of an asshole.
Yeah, like he never walked out of the room on somebody.
Yeah,
but it definitely edited to look like that.
Yeah, but and then the other thing was everyone said Jimmy was all the girls said Jimmy was like one of their top picks.
Can I tell you what happened there?
I mean, Taylor.
Can I tell you what happened there?
Oh.
Jessica's like the hottest girl in the room.
Yeah.
Walks into the room with all the ladies and was like, Jimmy's my number one. And every other fucking girl in there was like,
you think so?
Jimmy's my number one now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think he had swag. I don't think anything. I think she might have liked his voice.
Jimmy,
he has a little
southern. Like semi-southern vibe with like a it is a comforting tone.
Yeah, and I think she walks out of that pod, and then it's not about it becomes a competition between females. The whole shit that as males we don't understand.
Yes. Agreed. Hey, did you have a Heaven Hill yet?
Yeah, it's fucking delicious. it's super clean.
Like, isn't it just what you expect bourbon to be? It's not like grated anything. It's just really good.
It's just a clean taste. I don't taste the ethanol. There's no overbearing flavors. It's well balanced. And
yeah, that's why I think it'll win the bracket. It's good. We'll have to set up this bracket soon.
Yeah, next time you see a bottle, grab me one.
March is among us.
Oh, are we doing a fucking
March? Oh, it is March.
So you're telling me that we have to do predictions too.
Sorry.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should get our listeners to do predictions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think we got to do that. We got to get the bracket out this week. Well, wait. You said March is coming. March is here.
It's
gonna be May.
You know what he said?
It's not March, it's May.
I know. But the song is produced by Swedish people.
Are you serious? Is that why?
I guess he said me, and they're like, oh, it doesn't sound because they say,
well, it does sound better.
And May. They're like, oh, it sounds better. That's how we speak in Swedish.
Fair enough.
And so they made him change it. And
That's fair. You do whatever the rich people tell you to do.
So we should put it out there.
Put what out there?
We'll get it out.
Just hanging out, see who bites.
So the next four episodes are going to be fucking... No, three episodes?
That could hurt.
Wait, how many brackets are we doing in the same night? Are we doing sides?
Side bets?
We're doing... quarters and then semis,
the barrel strength, or
I think we did two we did one bracket at a time, but it took fucking forever. But barrel strength, you have to do slow. You can't do four fucking whiskeys night.
I know,
so that gets tough.
You should have started that.
We'll start it next week.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be main.
So
anymore. Oh. No, it won't. We won't make it to May.
This is how
it's gonna be May.
I don't know, but dude, Jeremy's a piece of shit.
Absolutely,
our listener.
No, I don't know if we have a Jeremy that's a listener. I don't think you are, but Jeremy from Love Is Blind, Victor.
He's faking it, dude.
Absolutely, he is.
Yeah. Wait, no, Jeremy's.
Jeremy was with Laura. And
they would have never worked out. They would have never worked out.
So he did it to gain clout.
No, I don't think he's getting any clout.
I don't think he's gaining clout. I think him and Laura could be best friends in a weird scenario. They're just too much of the same. They're two loud, big personalities who like to jab each other and say things under their breath. And
I think she likes to more than he does.
Yeah, but they're just not. It's just too much of the same person, big personality in the room.
I feel like, what's her name?
Sarah?
No, the other one.
Laura?
Laura. I feel like Laura was the only, like, real, she's the only person that acted like herself.
True.
The whole show. Yeah. I think she's the only real character.
Because everybody else was an NPC. Family members were along those lines where they were like, dang, can he withstand her? Like, that was their take.
No, he couldn't. So he went on a jet ski.
That was so weird. You know, and that was completely a jab.
And there was those clips of her, Sarah Ann, being like, oh, you know, we're fine or whatever. And she was in his.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They when they showed that she. What's that?
With that.
Oh, yeah. The same picture.
Everyone
that's
fucking
me.
Has that. I see dude, it. I swear to God.
You know where it comes from.
Costco.
Target. It's at Target.
I Rob fucking see it
everywhere. Rob has it.
Yep.
Behind him.
Yep.
You or Sarah Ann was here, dude.
No, because I don't wear Hawaiian shirts.
I see that stupid buff. No, it looks like a steer.
Yak. It's a yak.
No, it's a shaggy cow or whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called.
It's fine.
It's no, it's not a yak.
It's a yak.
No.
I see it everywhere, dude. I see it everywhere.
But, yeah, if you haven't watched Love is Blind, I think of all seasons is the best one to watch. I don't know how they got it right in the sixth season, but goddamn, it draws you in like a motherfucker. And they're like 10 episodes ready now, and you don't have to wait. I am really excited for the reunion, though.
I agree.
Not going to lie. Like, I think that's going to be the biggest shit show of them all.
Wait, how many episodes are left?
There's one and then the reunion.
So
it's the weddings.
So essentially, there's three.
Can I be honest?
March 6th, there's three.
The most? No, there's only two.
No, there's three.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Your Netflix,
yeah,
I'm March 6th is three.
What are you talking about? There's three on March 6th. There's one on the 13th, Devo. Pulling it up right now, Devo. I'm pulling up Netflix.
Yeah, I'm waiting. That's why I didn't say anything.
Gotta go find the fucking show because it's not on my... Dude, it's not even top 10. Oh, that's movies.
It wouldn't be top 10 because it's not even there yet. But it's March 6th.
No, it
6th.
Could still be top 10.
March
the show.
6th, they're releasing three. But I am with you that I'm for three episodes.
What the hell? There's a fucking game? Jesus Christ.
Love is Blind the game?
Yeah.
You put on blindfolds and redate your significant other?
Devo, what are you talking about? March 6th, there's episode 12. Then March 13th is the reunion.
I saw three episodes.
Victor, you tell me. You can see it.
One episode left?
Yeah, it's the weddings.
In one episode? How many people are getting married?
Three.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes each.
Not even, it's like probably 10 minutes each, and then what happens afterward? The follow-up. There's not three episodes, Devo.
You get a 5 membership to AARP for $9 a year.
Oh, that's cool.
You get ads for AARP?
I don't fucking know. I guess so.
Apparently he's old enough.
Well, I guess. I guess.
It's gonna be me.
What did you find that on? What was that on Yahoo?
It popped up.
Retirement news. I don't know who I get that from. It's just fucking ads. Devo's over here acting like he doesn't get fucking spam mail.
So what happens when you have to use
him? I ignore it.
Devo, you
yeah, Victor fucking says anything that pops across the screen.
And I ignored it.
I don't think. Devo, I don't know if I can believe anything you're saying because you said there are three episodes coming out on March 6th, no, which has already passed.
Yep.
At this point, yes.
Yeah.
There's only one episode left.
There's only one episode left, Devo. Now, maybe you aren't up to date.
Yeah, maybe you didn't watch the last episode.
Do I need to put on the...
Show us, Devo. Show us your phone.
And
show us your phone. Hold your phone up to the screen. Show us.
I'm curious about these three episodes. Because we've already seen episode 11.
Episode 12 comes out on the 6th. And episode 13, which is the reunion, comes out on the 13th.
Another trailer.
So, Love is Blind is... Oh, shit. They're already showing the reunion?
Yeah, and when does that come out? The 6th or the 13th?
I
you were so certain.
That information.
Oh, you're so full of shit. Shows you right there that it's the 13th.
No, it says March 6th. Season finale. March 6th.
All three episodes of the season finale or just the one episode of the season finale? Because you were very certain that there were three episodes in the season finale.
Because I remember pointing that out.
You should probably remember when you haven't been drinking.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, Bobble and Bon, go ahead and finish out the episode.
Let's see if I fucked this up.
Dude, how much did you have to drink, dude?
A little bit more than you.
Hold on, Victor's got to get his headphones on because they fucking fell to the ground. I don't know what's going on with Victor. You can't even hear him.
Yeah, he's pulling up his phone on all three episodes. All three season finales.
You got Victor.
Victor, there was five more
episodes?
Seasons before this one. But Resurgence? Liked it. It's fine.
Why do you keep saying that? Yeah, I didn't say I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all.
No?
No.
It's fine. It wasn't.
Rob doesn't like to play with us, Victor.
It's not that.
It's definitely like team deathmatch that doesn't matter, and then it goes into Fortnite, the Battle Royale.
Yeah, I get that.
But thank you for listening. And as always,
ka-chow.
Keep it neat, friend.
Woo!